Hello, my name is Karen Johnson, and my poster is on medications in the multinational fertility treatment cohort and the impact on cycle parameters in women with polycystic ovary syndrome, also known as PCOS, and endometriosis. Infertility is a common problem, especially among women with PCOS or endometriosis. Women with these conditions often have abnormal fertility cycle characteristics, such as abnormal cycle length, length of the follicular or luteal phases, length of menstruation, or cervical mucus quality. NAPR technology, also known as natural procreative technology, is a systematic approach to optimize normal reproductive function so a couple may naturally conceive. This relies on women's daily charting of fertility biomarkers based on changes in vaginal discharge and bleeding, and then medications or surgery is used to normalize the fertility cycle. So the objective of our study was to evaluate the use of medications and surgeries in restorative medical fertility treatments and their effects on the fertility cycle in women with difficulty conceiving. This was a secondary data analysis from the iNeST study for medication use and women's daily charting information. Cycles with and without treatment were compared and analyzed using generalized linear models. From our results, we found that progesterone was the most used medication for all participants, 87% in those with PCOS and 67.9% in those with endometriosis. In PCOS patients, progesterone use significantly affected the length of the follicular phase. It shortened it. So it was 18.6 days with progesterone versus 20.8 days without progesterone. Additionally, progesterone influenced the length of the luteal phase and total cycle length. However, these results were not significant. In patients with endometriosis, ovulation medications significantly affected the length of the follicular phase, 15.8 days with the medication and versus 16.9 days without. In conclusion, medications used in NAPR technology do influence some cycle characteristics of the fertility cycle. The most consistent effect from any medication was seen for progesterone, but only a few effects were significant. There is current ongoing analysis of naltrexone and surgery effects on cycle biomarkers, and future studies are needed to validate these results in addition to seeing specific effects from individual medications versus a class effect. These results may potentially influence NAPR technologies prescribed in the future. Thank you for viewing my poster. If you have any questions, please ask them in the comment section and I'll address them as soon as possible. Thanks and have a great day.